Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Debit cards and debit card reward programs declined sharply, according to your website, by 30% over the past year. Tell us about the story.
Well, you see a stark contrast between the debit reward programs and credit card reward programs. As you mentioned, the debit card reward programs declined 30% year over year, and that's can be traced to a new rule that took effect October 1st of last year that cut in half the revenue that issuers get every time a consumer swipes the debit card, and the reward programs have been a casualty of that. The credit card transactions were unaffected, and as a result, the credit card reward programs, not only do we continue to see more of them, but we did notice a bit of an uptrend in terms of their payouts, so they're even more generous than they were just 12 months ago.
What do you foresee the future for those?
It's still intensely competitive. Right now, credit card issuers, they don't really want to touch risk with a 10-foot pole. And so the consumer that they most desire is that consumer who poses a very low risk of default, but somebody who can generate revenue. And that would be that you're really your ideal candidate for these rewards cards, the consumer who tends to be pretty high volume, very loyal. But, again, they pay the balance in full at the end of the month, and so there's very little risk of default. Those are the type of consumers that credit card issuers are looking to add to the books, and that's why we're seeing so much competition in the reward card space, because that's really the type of card that appeals to that consumer.
What is the, for credit cards and for debit cards, what is the baseline reward?
On credit cards, the baseline reward is still 1%. About half of the cards that we surveyed start with a payout of 1% from your first dollar of spending. Now, we did see some cards that have higher payouts. The top cards paid out 2% on all purchases. And we also saw that about half of the cards have bonus payouts for certain categories of spending. So the key here is, the best card for you is not necessarily the best card for me. What you have to do is assess your spending patterns. How much do you spend, and where do you spend it? Because that's really going to dictate which card is going to be the best for you and put the most money in your pocket.
Greg, how much is that on an average? How much are we really saving?
Well, the key here is discipline. I mean, if you're paying the balance in full every month, and most of these cards, more than 80% of the cash back cards we surveyed, have no annual fee. So as long as you're doing that, you're truly getting something for nothing, because you're basically getting a rebate for every purchase that you make with that credit card. And the people that successfully use reward cards are people that they use that card for every possible transaction that they can. They don't carry cash. They don't write checks. They don't use a debit card. They use the credit card because they're incented to do so. They get cash back every time they swipe the card. And if that's you, you're truly getting something for nothing. Now, the key here is, again, you got to pay the balance in full every month, because carrying a balance, even for a short period of time, the interest charges more than outweigh the rebate, the rewards that you're earning.
Greg, are there any introductory bonuses for folks who are just looking to get a card?
Yeah, quite a few, actually, Tony. We saw more than 40% of the cashback cards that we surveyed at Bankrate.com do, in fact, have introductory bonuses, and these tend to take one of two different flavors. Either you reach a certain spending threshold within, say, the first 90 days of that you have the card, and you can get a quick cashback bonus, 50 or 100 bucks that you can then bank pretty quickly. The other flavor we saw is for the first few months that you have the card, a certain category of purchases would have an even higher payout. So, for example, gasoline purchases for the first 90 days, you may earn 5% or something like that. So, again, it's one of those where you can kind of tailor it to your spending patterns, but it's an easy way to bank some money pretty quickly after getting the card.
Is there a threshold that you stop receiving these bennies?
No, and that's really the good thing, is that, big spenders obviously are in a position to really reap the most rewards. There's not a cap. And in the past, we've seen cards that offered tiered payouts where it really rewarded bigger spenders, in the sense that the reward ratio would kick up to a higher level once you'd spent a certain amount of money. We didn't see that this year. In fact, we just saw quite the opposite. The cards that did have those tiered payouts they tended to start well below average and then kind of work their way up to average. So I think, again, when you're doing your comparison shopping, your baseline starting point is a card that's going to pay 1%. If you have a cashback card that's paying less than 1%, or if you're paying an annual fee, I think it's time to shop around for another card.
All right. Greg McBride is Bankrate.com Senior Financial Analyst. Thanks so much, Greg.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Have a great day.